right, everybody. It's good to see you this evening. Welcome to New Life Baptist Church. It's great to have all of you here. If you're visiting, we're glad that you're in attendance as well. Look forward to our Christmas program this year. It's something that we do every year here at New Life, and the children typically have a program that they'll present, and then there's a congregational time of worship, and we'll have some folks who are singing special music. I really don't know a whole lot about what's going on tonight. I learned the most about it during the service this morning, but I trust the folks that are in charge. So I know it's going to be great. And I am thankful for everybody who's put time and effort into making this happen tonight, because it is really is a blessing for us to focus on the birth of Jesus Christ, who came into the world, the Bible tells us, to save sinners. And with all the things going on around Christmas time, we do certainly need to remember that God has given a testimony. And that testimony of God is this, that he has given us eternal life, and that life is in his Son. The Bible says that he who has the Son has life. But he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So, you know, as we work through this Christmas time and even enjoying our play tonight and the singing that we participate in together and those that we hear sing, and then the fellowship afterwards over in the gym, may all of that remind us of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that God's Son, Jesus, died for our sins. And he did that according to the Scriptures, just like the Old Testament said he would. That's what he did. And he was buried. He was dead. He was really dead and placed into a grave. But on the third day, the Bible tells us that he rose again from the dead according to the Scriptures. So in other words, he rose just like the Old Testament said that he would. And that's not just what people think happened. It's what we know happened because people saw him alive. In one place, the Bible says that even 500 brethren at one time, 500 at one time, saw Jesus Christ alive from the dead. All of that, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Christ, is the gospel. It's the good news. And it's that message of the gospel that saves sinners. We are gathered here tonight because we are trophies of the grace of God. We're trophies of the gospel because that gospel, by God's grace, has been believed by us, embraced by faith, and he has transformed us by it. Some of you maybe have not yet believed that gospel. It's our prayer and our desire, I know mine, for you is that you would hear that gospel, that good news that is able to save sinners, and that tonight maybe even you would believe it by faith, and you would repent of your sins, trusting the testimony of God, believing the testimony of God, and have eternal life. So maybe we all be reminded of the good news, and perhaps some hear it truly for the first time tonight. I'd like to offer a word of prayer, and then I'll be turning the program over to our folks who've been working with our young people, our children on Wednesday nights. Andrew will be coming to lead the kids in some singing. I think Miss John has been working with them as well. And there's others who have been preparing for music, and they'll be coming as well to lead us and share with us later in the service. Let's pray together. Father, this good news of Jesus Christ never changes. The world's opinion of you and of Christ may waver, it will, Lord, but we don't have to be like children who are blown to and fro. We can be steadfast and immovable because of the truth of the gospel. God, I thank you that we can always proclaim it, and during this time of the year around Christmas, that, Lord, we can emphasize it as much now as ever, because we're reminded that Christ has come into the world, and there are two appearances of Christ. He came the first time for sin, and he will come the second time for salvation. Lord, we have that to look forward to. And I thank you, Lord, tonight that the gospel is true. May it change lives continually for those who have believed. And I pray, Lord, perhaps even some who have not yet believed will believe in the Son of God. I pray for our children as they come and bless us through their worship of you and acting out. And Lord, I pray for the leaders and all of us tonight as we worship you together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome to the 2023 Wednesday night kids class, our Christmas program. We've worked very hard on this, as you can tell. Everybody's looking really, really snazzy, looking really good. We even got our camo playing the piano for us. For context, this program is about kids rehearsing for a program like this program. So if you get confused, understand that is the context, and we can't wait to show you what we've been working on for the past many months for the praise of the glory of the King who was born to man. You guys ready?
He probably has a good reason for being late.
Oh, well, that's all right. We'll take a break. You kids rest. I'm going to go grab me some coffee.
Hey, guys.
Russell, you're seriously late.
We covered for you, Russell.
We told Miss Parks you had a good reason for being late.
So what exactly is your reason, Russell?
I was opening presents. My grandma just got to the house when I was leaving for practice.
Oh, yeah. Grandma's always bring the best presents.
Well, she told me she brought me a present that I've been waiting for all year, but I have to wait until I get home to open it. So can we get this rehearsal started? I have presents to open.
Waiting a long time for a great gift?
That sounds like one of the greatest stories in the Bible that we're trying to tell in our Christmas program.
Why don't we go over some of the rehearsal while we make for Mrs. P to come back?
That's a great idea. Come on, we can be out of here in no time. And there are shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks tonight, and an angel of the Lord...
Hold it!
I was just trying to speed things up a little.
We've practiced the show for a long time, and we shouldn't rush to our last rehearsal just because you want to get home and open some gifts.
It's okay to be excited about a gift, but this program is about the most important gift anyone will ever get.
Remember the reason for the season?
Sorry. And there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them...
Proclaiming glory to the newborn king.
The angel's praise was a Christmas card announcing that God had sent his salvation.
Their message was good news for all the people.
There was a newborn baby born to me, and he was sent by God as his gift of salvation to the world.
The angel's message came to lowly shepherds who had no wealth or position.
They were poor.
They were lowly.
They were definitely at the bottom of the food chain.
Hold it.
Not again.
Jackson, that is not what we wrote.
I just added it. Don't you like it?
Okay. Take it out.
Being a shepherd isn't some grand job. They were never in the local news or given glory. But in a moment, everything changed. They'd heard the angels' great news of joy, and it was for them. They had something to tell, something to shout to the nations.
The shepherds watched sheep for a living. Leaving the sheep to fend for themselves was really, really bad.
When they heard the good news, they left everything behind, including their sheep, to go and find the baby they had been told about.
After they had seen him, all they wanted to do was tell everyone about him.
The angel's song of praise became the shepherd's song of praise.
God had chosen them to share the good news to all the people. He had given them a great gift. This gift wasn't wrapped with fancy paper with shiny ribbons and bows. This baby was wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger.
No crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Caravan filled with hundreds, maybe even thousands of servants and soldiers. They brought valuable gold, frankincense, and myrrh to give to the newborn king.
They entered Jesus' new home, ready to offer their treasures. While in the presence of the prophesied Messiah, they offered their gifts to him and worshipped him.
The
Magi returned to their homes differently than the way they'd come. Just like the shepherds, they'd met Jesus and would never be the same again.
You might wait a long time for a gift, but then it's not the right color, or it doesn't fit, or it turns out not to be a true one in the first place. But our Father in heaven always knows what we need.
God's gift to us isn't a gift we can work for or steal. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God."
Long ago, God sent the most precious gift he could give through his Son. He gave a promise on the night Jesus was born and kept that promise at the cross.
Jesus is God's word, that he will never leave us. He is always with us. He is our Emmanuel. Long before the birth of Christ, God spoke to the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The virgin will be with child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
And God's word is always true. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
To our Lord and Savior.
Mrs. Parks, we've been rehearsing while you're gone. I hope that's okay.
We've got one more song left.
I'm sorry, Mrs. P. I was in a hurry to get home.
That's all right, kids. I heard you tell everyone why you were late, Russell. In a hurry to open presents.
I guess I was, but I realize now that I forgot about the best gift of Christmas, the one I can't see. I was looking at all the shiny bows and fancy ribbons and forgot to look in my heart. Tonight, today, helped me remember why there is a Christmas.
Presents are a part of our Christmas. Everyone makes their Christmas gift list. But God has already given us his gift, and now y'all know it too. Isaiah 49:16 says that your name was written on the palm of his hand before the beginning of time. Our Father loves you, and the greatest sacrifice you can give back to him is to live your life for him. So, kids, let's finish our Christmas rehearsal with the final song for the glory of the King. Narrators, whenever you're ready.
This Christmas, we want to be like the angels and announce your gift.
We want to be like the shepherds and share the good news of the birth of your Son.
We want to be like the wise men seeking you with all our hearts.
We want to give you all our praise, for we have received the best gift there is.
And it's for your glory that we sing this Christmas.
For it's still the greatest story ever told.
Too grand for any mind.
praise the Lord for his goodness to this class. Even with my many trips, I was still able to be part of this. And Miss John and Caleb and Philip, they would pitch in and just carry it while I've been gone. And I praise the Lord that everybody here singing for the glory of God. Please stick around for a few minutes, about 5 minutes. The kids are going to go take off the costumes, come back, and the adult program for everybody will commence in about 5 minutes. So if you could stay in your seat so your kids know where to find you, that'd be great. Give us about 5 minutes. Thank you, guys.
Good job.
Follow me, follow me.
Good
Can you go tell Dennis?
All right, all the kids back. We're ready. All right. That was a great job, kids. Really, really well done. So we'll begin our congregational singing worship time here together for this part of the program. We're going to start with a few scripture readings, reminding ourselves of these the promises. There's lots of promises throughout Scripture, of course, as we know. We'll highlight a few here for the promises of the coming Messiah. Isaiah said in chapter 9, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The Lord, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this."
And earlier in Isaiah 7, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel."
This promise dates back to God's covenant with Abraham in Genesis 22:18, "In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
But even further back in Genesis 3, the Messiah was promised from the very beginning, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Oh, come, Redeemer of the earth, and bring to us your holy birth. Break through the shadows of the night with heaven's pure and radiant light. Oh, come, our long-awaited King, as songs of adoration ring. May voices join with every age to tell the wonders of your grace. Oh, come, Redeemer of the earth, where sorrows weep and longings thirst. Release us from the chains of sin, that we may live in peace again. Fulfill the ancient promises, your words of life and righteousness, long loved by those who fear your name and look towards your endless reign. Oh, come, Redeemer of the earth, oh, treasure of eternal worth, come dwell within our kneeling hearts, restore and flourish every part. Your very life you come to give, that though we die, we yet shall live and glorify your holy name, as all the earth you will
Please stand and join us as we sing "Joy Has Dawned."
Joy has dawned upon the world, promise and creation. God's salvation now unfurled, all for every nation. Not with fanfares from above, not with scenes of glory, but a humble gift of love, Jesus born of Mary. Sounds of wonder fill the sky with the songs of angels, as the mighty Prince of Life shelters in a stable. Hands that set each star in place shape the earth in darkness, cling now to a mother's breast, vulnerable and helpless. before the Lamb, gazing at the glory, gifts of men from distant lands prophesy the story. Though the King is born today, incense God is with us. Myrrh his death will make a way, and by his blood he'll win us. Son of Adam, son of Ham, given as a ransom, reconciling God and man, Christ the mighty champion. What a Savior, what a friend, what a glorious mystery. Once a babe in Bethlehem, now the Lord of history.
In Luke 2:4-16, Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now there were in the country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Please sing with us as we sing Hark the Herald.
To the newborn King. sons of earth, born to be the second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn
king. Glorious light, see the dawn of salvation. Angels in white fill the sky with their wondrous song, awakening earth with news of his birth. Join the hymn of the highest heavens. Long has the world fought the song of the angels. Heavenly music is drowned by a war. Call of glory,
glory to God in the highest, peace to men on earth. Come and adore him with wonder, Christ, Lord of heaven and earth.
Promise peace that will fill the nations.
Glory to God in the highest, peace to men on earth. Come and adore him with wonder, Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. Glory to God in the
majesty. Hail the little Savior. Hope, what hope no tongue could tell. God has come with us to dwell. His name is Emmanuel. Oh, praise the humble King. State, heed the song of angels, join the wise who call his name, and with all creation, who, oh, who would condescend? God unknown now calls us friend, love that none could comprehend. Oh, praise the humble King. to our world to save us, born to heal our prideful race, crown us with forgiveness, fall, oh, fall before the one who in mercy left his throne, Christ the Lord, God's only Son. His glories now we sing. Oh, praise the humble King. Come adore the King. Bow before, come adore the name above all names. Come adore the King. Bow before, come adore the name above all names. Come adore the King. Bow before, come adore the name above all names. Come adore the King. Bow before, come adore the name above all names.
Please be seated.
suddenly a baby cries, and all forever change. As shepherds leave the angel song to find this holy place, wherein her young and trembling arms a virgin holds her son. And in this child of breath divine, a light has finally come. She ponders how the Magi kneel before Emmanuel, with gold and frankincense and myrrh, Christ's sacrifice they tell. A dream would help them flee a king whose pride would cruelly destroy. As mothers weep, God's mercy meets the hunger for his joy. What wonder still that Anna, filled with grace, should bless the Lord, her aging eyes now looking on the Savior of the world. For night and day her prayers had filled the temple of our God. Her heart could tell his saving hand within this gift of love.
Luke chapter 2, further along. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Please stand with us and sing Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Jesus Christ is born,
is born.
Let's join together for one last song tonight.
Sing we the song of Emmanuel, this the Christ who was long foretold, low in the shadows of Bethlehem, promise of dawn now our eyes behold, God most high in a manger lay, lift your voices and now proclaim, great and glorious love has come to us, joy now with the host of heaven. Come we to welcome Emmanuel, King who came with no crown or throne, helpless he lay the invincible, Maker of Mary, now Mary's son. Oh, what wisdom to save us all, shepherds, sages before the fall. Grace and majesty, what humility, come on, bendedly adore him. Go spread the news of Emmanuel, joy and peace for the weary heart. Lift up your voice for the King has come. Sing for the light overwhelms the dark. Glory shining for all to see. Hope alive, let the gospel ring. God has made a way, he will have the praise. Tell the world his name is Jesus. Glory shining for all to see. Hope alive, let the gospel ring. God has made a way, he will have the praise. Tell the world his name is Jesus.
Gloria.
Gloria, 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 Gloria.
thanks for coming out tonight to worship all together. We'll have a fellowship over here in the gym for us. Brother Eric, did you want to say anything before we dismiss?
Save his people from their sins. And we rejoice in that. That's why we're able to sing. Thank you all again. Children, if you were in that play, would y'all come up here right now? Come up here. And you guys stay right here too. Now, we're going to do what y'all are deserving of and give you a round of applause standing on our feet. Is that all of you? Glorified the Lord in what you did, and we want to praise him for that. So let's do that together. Sing together and worship you even through participation and viewing and hearing the things that were said and sung. So, Lord, you receive the glory tonight. You deserve it all. I pray as we go to our time of fellowship, food that we get to enjoy together freely. Father, please bless it. May it be good for our bodies, and God, may we worship you through it all. In Jesus' name, amen.